Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 263. Good evening.
Sorry, we already filmed this intro once, but I wasn't recording, so it's my fault.
You know, it happens sometimes. Yeah. Luckily, this time we were only recording for 5 minutes, but unlucky for us, we were speaking for like an hour before that, and my air conditioning hasn't been on, and I'm sweating.
Yeah. She has a little handheld fan that she uses sometimes.
Oh, it's in my luggage. Like during I had packed breaks. It for Marco Island.
Last intro that did not record, we discussed, that I cleaned my office, and there's going to be an office tour finally on Patreon. It's been highly requested for a while. Yeah. It's going to be up when you're watching this. So go subscribe. And then Jessie said that she has not cleaned. And I said that I can only see a very small portion of her room, but there is quite the graveyard of White Claw cans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because people, like, I only clean it when people visit and nobody's visited for a while. Because this is upstairs. This is like so secluded from my house, it feels like. Like, I only come up here to film or do my makeup. So the cans have remained there. And there's some science experiments in the back, but we won't talk about those because sometimes I bring coffee up here. Not good to leave that around. You know what I mean?
Oh, what, is there mold in them?
Probably. It's like plastic cups that need to just be thrown away. It's not like my house cups.
Because like my office has been a mess for a while, but I do have to pretty regularly cycle out the cans because I either knock them over or drink them, which you all remember.
Because she doesn't get that treatment because she's Lizzo is like fucking sickening. Hello? Oh, did you just drink it old Truly? Mm-hmm. I'm actually gonna throw up. That we filmed like a week ago. I cannot. I'm gonna throw up. Are you gonna swallow it? Oh my God. I didn't know it was you.
I'm gonna fucking vomit.
Oh my God. I think I might die.
Oh my God. What if it had like mold?
It tasted like it did. Holy shit. Okay. We just need to keep going so I can forget that just happened.
We do have an episode today.
We do.
And our second topic could very much like our last episode be a We Love the Internet because it's about Ash Trevino getting punched in the face. And I don't condone violence. However,
she has a pretty punchable
face.
She
does ask for it a lot. Yeah. And she's pretty much the worst.
Yeah. And then the first topic I stumbled upon and was like, this is interesting. And then I realized it was part of the playlist. And it's quite the evolving lore that begins. I mean, honestly, there's probably stuff that happened prior that would be relevant in some way. But the first one we're going to focus on is December of 2024, and we're talking about a girl named Ashley. Our researcher has titled this topic, Swifty Uncovers Embezzlement Within Her HOA. The Swifty aspect isn't particularly relevant, but she's really incorporated that into her branding. We have Ashley's version, and her handle is LegallySwifty13, and then also has Swifty in her bio. But what I noticed in her bio is that she's also a law student, which is an interesting aspect when we get into everything we're about to talk about.
Sorry, we're kind of speeding through this intro, but we already did it. Okay, honey, so we're just getting right into it. Sorry you weren't there, but we were.
I recapped it for us. It's fine. So this first video we're going to watch is how she started in her HOA arc, which she looks like she's maybe 25.
Yeah, I did notice that. She looks really young. If you don't know what an HOA is, it's the Homeowners Association. Mm-hmm. I unfortunately am very well aware because
you have to pay them a lot of money.
Well, yeah, I pay them, I think, quarterly, like $300. And do they cut my lawn my ass for that? They don't.
Because when I am bored, one of my hobbies is looking at real estate online, like millennials often do because they usually can't afford houses. I thought they're monthly And I feel like I see HOA fees that are crazy.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Usually if they don't cut your lawn, which they do not, they literally do nothing for us other than maintain the neighborhood pool, which is only accessible a few months out of the year because it gets pretty cold in Georgia. And you can like rent the clubhouse, which I guess they maintain too, but they don't maintain any part of my neighborhood. The ones that do, which there's like a part of my neighborhood where they do cut the lawn, are literally paying like $400 a month.
I didn't know that any of them like hire gardeners. Yeah, they cut like the different houses' lawn, because I know if like there was like a communal, like if there was like a park area or something. They would,
it's more common with like townhouses or condos and stuff, not like individual single family home lawns. But like, yeah, my friend lived in the townhouse part of my neighborhood and they would cut her lawn, but they charged her a shit ton. I'm like, you can get your lawn cut for way less if you just did it yourself. Wow. It's a scam. It's honestly a scam. All they do is send you fees. And if you don't pay your dues, which by the way, they don't let our dues come out automatically, but then they also don't alert you of when your dues are due.
So until they can late. Charge you late fees.
Literally every time I've paid an HOA fee, it's been with a late fee. Because I'm like, I didn't even know that was okay. Got it. I could mark it down in a calendar. I could. I'll give them that.
It's weird because I feel like in a neighborhood with like individual houses, especially like, and if there's not a community area, like a pool or a park or anything like that, literally what are you paying for?
You're paying for them to annoy you.
Well,
you're
do you
paying
pay for them their to micromanage salaries? Your house. Like, do they make money?
I don't think they make money. I think it's a volunteer position. That's I crazy. Could be totally wrong. Yeah, no, I think it's literally like all the money, and they ask for donations sometimes in my neighborhood too. If they want to do specific things with like the pool area or like, yeah, or for instance, they do the fireworks show
out front of the neighborhood that had like the name of the neighborhood. Like, I get the certain kind of expenses, but I'm just like, well, also, I just think it's crazy that people would volunteer to do that.
Some people really like to control things. Some people like have a power trip and they're just looking for a way to exert that energy. But also, a lot of people will choose a neighborhood with an HOA in it because there are like strict regulations on like not having weeds out and not having your...
Yeah, that's what I think of more with HOAs, is that like the rules that they enforce.
Yeah, it's usually with your lawn. I remember they sent me so many letters about a weed and they kept saying like, you have weeds out front. And I'm like, we don't, like, we cut the grass. Like, I don't know what they're talking about. And it was these, I thought they were plants, to be honest, but they were growing in my like mulch. And I thought they were pretty little plants, but apparently they were weeds and they didn't like them. And I had to cut them. And I was like, fuck you. They wanted to literally fine me over $1,100 for this weed that was growing in my fucking mulch. And I was
that's absurd.
Well, luckily when I contacted them, they were like, oh, it's okay, you don't have to pay it. And I was like, oh, okay. But they were sending like threatening messages. I think some HOAs are much more annoying and like will enforce fees no matter what, and they won't let you negotiate it. But
I mean, yeah, I don't think it's an unpopular opinion that I think most HOAs feel like they're scams,
predatory, annoying, overbearing. Usually the heads of them are assholes. I don't live in a really bad one, so I'm thankful for that. Meanwhile, just said that I literally got like harassed for a weed in my freaking mulch, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
those
they're
aren't
not
even the rules that I was thinking of. I'm thinking like, you can't like paint your house hot pink.
Oh yes, your doors can only be certain colors.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, that there's like aesthetic rules that you have to follow.
Yeah, not to mention we can't, even if we wanted to, my backyard's not huge, but like I can't install a pool, like a underground pool in my neighborhood.
Well, I think that's also like a building code kind of situation too. Oh, you'd have to get approved. Maybe
you can have an above ground one, but you can't have a below one.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. They make a lot of rules that don't make a ton of sense. But anyway, like when you're young, especially this girl's like really young looking, like it's like you don't really necessarily think that you're going to get on the HOA board, but it turns out she did.
Also, I mean, like, nor would they want to usually. I think she's hilarious because of all of the stuff that she's doing. You can tell that she's pissing off all the boomers that are there so much because they're like so set in their ways and like don't do anything and like don't fix any problems. And she's in there being like, okay, let's do this, 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 and this.
Right.
And they're like, okay, wait, who invited you? But yeah, so she's like 25, and this is her telling the story of how she is now a member of her HOA board.
Speaking of hero origin stories, I kind of am a hero. Well, that's what my neighbors say. So let's call the story how I ruined my HOA president's life. Yes, he's a man, and yes, I took his job. So basically, when I moved to my condo, people kept on telling me that my HOA president, it is misogynist. And I was like, what? I don't like that very much. So I attended a meeting and I was like, oh yeah, I do not like the way he spoke to me. So what did I do? I proceeded to run for the HOA board. Me, I don't care about HOAs. But nothing was going to stop me when I realized that maybe what they were saying is true. For legal purposes, I'm not calling him a misogynist. Anyway, so I put my name on the ballot this year and I didn't really think I was going to win. but then I did. So now I'm on the HOA board and he's not. And he was the HOA president for the last 15 years. Yes, I dethroned the HOA president of 15 years. He lives in the penthouse. So yeah, I don't think he's really happy right now. After I won, his wife, no, actually his girlfriend, because he can't stay married, she came up to me and told me that I probably hate her because she defended Trump in a case. And I was like, what? Anyway, I didn't give her the satisfaction because she wanted me to hate her. So I just acted like, no, girl, I love you. That's so cool. No, it's not, but whatever. Anyway, so now I'm on the HOA board. I don't know. I just got elected on Thursday. So, yeah.
So that was in December of last year.
She seems very lost and I love it. She's like, don't know what that means, but slayed that.
Yeah, like she's a little all over the place, but also giving like Elle Woods vibes, like, what? Like it's hard?
It says here on a comment, what are your goals for the HOA? Others will definitely try to push their agendas. Control is a weird thing. Stand your ground and make things better for everyone. And she says, my number one priority is to make the HOA something people don't fear, and I want people to feel heard, especially new residents. That's sweet.
She actually is making like a lot of positive moves in this apparently really shitty HOA of the complex.
So wait, she's the president?
I don't know if she's the president. She says she dethroned the president, but I don't know how the hierarchy really works in an HOA.
Yeah, why would he stop? Maybe he just like hated that she was new to the board and left or something?
Or I think maybe like because you get elected to be on the board and then maybe the board picks who's the president. So maybe he didn't get elected because like he didn't even make it back to the board because she took his spot and then someone else is president now. I don't know if that's how it works, but maybe. But so I guess she's been advocating for a resident that needed a handicapped parking spot for her husband and that they had been like denying her.
What the fuck?
It's been a while since I've given an update on what it's like to be on my HOA board. If you're new here, basically back in December, I ran for my HOA board as a joke because the old board president was just the worst. And so I ran against him as a joke.
So that is
and
the president.
I somehow won. Anyway.
Yeah.
The newest update is the other day we were having a like HOA meeting and I had to attend. I know, sucks, but this is what I accidentally signed up for.
Job.
So during the meeting, one of the other board members, her name is Anne, she started just talking down to somebody who was asking about handicap parking. And no, we don't have handicap parking where I live, which is a serious problem.
Illegal.
So as this sweet old lady is asking where her husband can park, Anne's like immediately stands up and is like, listen, we as a board are working on a lot of things, okay? You're not the only person who has a question. And ooh, she's being nasty. So I look over at Anne and I was like, Anne, you're talking down to people and it's not very kind and it's not very professional.
Period.
You should choose some better words. That's all I said, right? I'm telling you, ever since Thursday when the meeting was, people have been coming up to me thinking I'm some sort of superhero. They're like, the way you stood up to that woman. I'm like, listen, if I see anyone being mean or speaking rudely to another person, I'm gonna pop off. Am I gonna be confrontational about other things? Absolutely not, because I get very uncomfortable about like getting rude with people. But if you are rude first to somebody else, but a little context about Anne is Anne also has a problem with the service animals.
Oh, fuck Anne.
Yeah. She doesn't think that service animals should have any more access to the building than pets.
Well, that's just illegal in Anne's dumb
Yeah, I was like, that's,
bitch.
I mean, that's what service animals are for, but okay.
She started talking about how she just can't stand going to the lobby because she has to bring a lint roller wherever she goes because dog hair just gets all over her.
I will take things that never fucking happen for $500. Like, there's no way you're getting that much hair on you, Anne. Shut the hell up.
The dogs would have to be like hundreds of dogs running around and having it like flow through the air. You aren't
And they'd all have to be like huskies.
Yeah,
like, what?
Literally.
No.
So, yeah, that's what it's like being a Gen Z board member.
I know that we've had some critiques of Gen Z, not all of them, just some of them in the past, where they're like a little unenthusiastic and like kind of just confused some of the time.
Aloof.
Yeah, I feel like she's the other kind of breed of Gen Z, though, that I love, that's just like really
sassy, slay.
Yeah. But like smart without, I mean, she's a law student, obviously she's smart, but it's like.
No, but she's giving like Elle Woods. Like,
yeah, that it's like she doesn't even try.
Like she's slaying it. Yeah, she's not even trying and she's not giving herself credit. Like she won the HOA because she's obviously likable or people really hated that guy or whatever.
Yeah, she's one of those people that like just like does things and is like, oh, yeah, wow, I don't know how that happened.
Like it's hard? Like,
well, it's literally, because I'm like, well, people just like you and you're smart and seem to know what you're talking about. So there's some other stuff. This one says,
oh my God.
When a resident is rude to the concierge, Ashley sent her the feelings book.
I didn't even know the feelings book. Like a children's get that book. For Emily.
I love gentle parenting. The boomers in my building as an HOA board member, because they seriously needed it growing up. So a few months ago, I had a person in my building who went off on the concierge and like was just so nasty, so entitled, so rude. I live in one of those areas where people are just like the worst. Anyway, so there was camera footage of her like snapping and like yanking something out of the concierge's hand.
Oh, hell no.
We couldn't hear the audio, but well, by we, it mean me, because I was the only one interested, because I will protect this woman at all costs, the concierge woman. Anyway, so after I learned about this, management didn't do anything and they were like, oh, well, they're a resident. I'm like, oh, I'll take it upon myself to do something. So I ordered her the feelings book from TikTok, and I'm re-recording this because I tried to link the little book, but it made me feel so cringe because it said like creator makes commission and that's not for me. Anyway, so I wish I could have been there to see this woman open it, because she truly needed the feelings book, and I hope she understood that it was for her and not her grandchild.
Oh my God.
I feel like she probably thought it was for her grandchild. Regardless, it was one of the best purchases I've ever made, and she needed it. TikTok should add something where you can like add a note. It's like a gift note or something if you're sending something to somebody, because I would have just loved to write this woman a letter. I wish there was also a camera that could have had a reaction when she opened it.
She's just going on random side quests.
Kind of the HOA president we all need.
She's
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Like the HOA president, the therapist.
Yeah, here's her talking with Anne, the angry boomer on the HOA.
No, stop.
And oh, apparently Georgia's a one-party state. One-party reporting state. Yeah. So she recorded the phone call with Anne.
The vice president of my HOA doesn't think that handicap parking is required in our building. So I just had a phone call with her.
I do have to say, that's kind of nuts to put it on TikTok when you're gaining attention. Maybe she thinks Anne's such a boomer she's not gonna see it. Maybe
I was just gonna ask, do we think Anne knows that she has been recorded and put on TikTok?
I don't know, like the way she's documenting all of it's kind of wild, because I'm like, oh my God, anybody can see this, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like maybe they're all like boomery enough that they don't know.
It could be.
And I recorded it and I'm gonna share it with you. I live in a one-party consent state, so it's all okay for me to record of her explaining her ableist views of why our building should not have handicap parking. So enjoy.
Why would we have to accommodate somebody that bought something or rented something that they knew they couldn't use? That doesn't make sense.
Like, you're asking, why would we have to make...
No, why would somebody buy or rent a place that doesn't meet their needs?
Like with handicap parking, like...
Quick context, my building management sold the handicap parking. Now I'm trying to get it added back, but Anne, the boomer HOA board member, just doesn't want to add handicap parking.
Isn't that illegal?
I don't know if it's illegal to not have... It might be, huh?
I thought it was. Like, isn't it ADA compliant? It looks like businesses have to have them.
But isn't a management company a business, or is it considered residential?
I think maybe it like is a loophole because...
That's so fucked.
It says, in Georgia, it is illegal for an apartment complex to not provide handicapped parking spaces. Oh, if required by law. What do you mean if?
Yeah, wouldn't the illegal part mean the legal part? Like, isn't that like addressing whether it's illegal or not? That's weird. At the very least, it's an awful thing to fucking do. You have residents that are handicapped, absolutely, or their loved ones or whatever the fuck.
And then the nerve to be like, they shouldn't have rented this apartment if they needed a handicap
spot. If it's like in a location or in a price point that is like what made sense for their life? Like, it's just common sense, and I don't think they lose out on anything. Like, it's not like they have to pay, I don't think, monthly to have a handicap parking. Just make a couple spots. Like, what the fuck is the big deal?
Yeah, I'm confused.
I mean, but with her stance on service animals, it's not surprising. She clearly feels inconvenienced by anybody who needs any accommodation around her.
She doesn't believe in fair housing.
The building came... No, they're supposed to be handicapped.
You missed the question. Why would you buy something that doesn't meet your needs?
We can ask why they would do that, but that's why we have the ADA, because... the world and fair housing.
It is not subject to ADA. It is clearly stated it is not subject to ADA.
It's fair housing.
Yes. ADA does not apply to us, which I was surprised. I didn't know that.
Oh my God. She's the worst. She's right. Anna's the worst.
Oh my God.
I was kind of surprised I didn't know that. So like, you just had this shitty opinion and then it was reinforced by the fact that Literally. The law is antiquated and also doesn't service people with disabilities. Fuck out of here, Anne.
That's ridiculous.
Go trip on a rock.
It applies to us. Not true.
In a condominium, and I actually asked that question. In a condominium. Okay, in Georgia.
Oh my God.
Do you have to provide a handicap spot? And it says no.
Wait for this.
And I put in if the building was built after 2000 because I wanted the most recent.
And who told you that? Yeah. Google or a court case?
ChatGPT.
Well, I didn't look for the court cases. That's what AI said.
I knew it. Yeah. I fucking knew it. When she said I asked it. I was like, not ChatGPT. You mean the thing that you have to remind, like, hey, this is wrong information.
Yeah.
And then it says,
you're right. Thanks for checking me on that.
Trust AI when it comes to the law.
We're going to probably have the attorney spend some time really looking at it. Because
I mean, why would we want to not accommodate and allow them to have a place where they can park comfortably? And you could, like, get in a car wreck tomorrow. You could be paraplegic tomorrow. Yep. And what would you say if we weren't able to give you...
What did she say?
She said, I was almost.
Jesus Christ. Anne needs to... Oh my God.
She's doing such boomery things. Like, they could be presented with, like, just ironclad shit and
The whataboutisms are...
Yeah, they'll ignore the glaring point.
Think about if it was you. What would you do if you didn't have a handicapped spot? And
I would buy another spot.
Shut up.
What if there's not one? What if
there's been a zillion of them?
Well, we don't have a handicap spot. That means that we need to sell them a handicap spot and sell the owner a handicap spot. They have to have accessible parking. Exactly, that's the problem. We have to figure it out.
No, you're not.
Okay, well, and I'm gonna say, then don't do it.
I know you're getting ready to go get married, and this is not high on your list right now.
It actually is.
I'm just saying that, you know, if the board wants to risk it and they don't want to provide the handicap parking, then, you know, I'm sure a lawyer, after everyone in the building is aware that we don't have handicap parking now, and I guarantee you that somebody would love to, I would never do this.
Sue the fuck out of the HOA.
I know that someone in this building would probably love to go contact one of their attorney friends who will make a 40% cut on any lawsuit that they file. And it will make more sense for our building to settle than go to litigation, and we will lose no matter what. But if that's what y'all want to do, I mean, that's up to the board.
We're going to let our counsel.
Well, do they practice fair housing law? I mean, they probably can't even.
They have people in there.
Okay.
Because they specialize in HOAs.
I'd love to see what they have to say.
Well,
so.
We'll see what happens.
Methinks Anne doesn't know that she also is a law student.
I mean that, but also as funny as it is to watch someone obviously much more quick-witted.
Yeah, run circles around Anne.
Yeah, it's funny and I like it. She's so slay and I know she did it like as a joke pretty much, but like thank God, because it's literally like you don't know how many HOAs are very similar to this where there's just a bunch of boomers who don't give a fuck. And it's not just boomers, okay? I'll give them that. There's a bunch of people in general
that are in that it for the wrong reasons. Fuck.
Yeah. They don't care about the residents. That's like their last concern. They're actually looking for any way to fuck over the residents. Exactly. Just for funsies.
And it's like their number one priority. It's like in their meetings, their list. It's like, well, Joanne down the street. Did you see she hasn't cut her grass recently? It's like,
yeah.
Hey, did you see that this resident can't get to their apartment because they don't have anywhere to park? Because maybe that's a priority. Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, ZocDoc.
If you don't already know, then you must be new here, but ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment.
It's super helpful because you can filter who takes your insurance, who's located near you, and also who's a good fit medically for like what kind of doctor you need to see. You can even put in just the symptoms.
And all of the doctors that are on ZocDoc are highly rated by verified patients, people who actually visited their office. So it's super helpful when you're sifting through all of them.
And my favorite part is that you can book it all online and you don't have to talk to anyone on the phone. They just have their schedule right there and most of them are available within 24 to 72 hours.
So if you've been putting off seeing a doctor, we highly recommend you check out ZocDoc by going to ZocDoc.com/GWKT and on there you will find and instantly book a top rated doctor.
That's ZocDoc.com/DWKT, ZocDoc.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to ZocDoc for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I'm going to see if they get paid.
If they do, that's insane.
No, it's usually volunteers.
Okay. Well, that makes
makes
sense.
Makes it much more pathetic, but I just wanted to be sure. I mean, not pathetic if you're there to make a difference, if you're there to actually have a say in your community you care about. Like, I think the premise of it is you care about it because you live there. And that makes sense why you would want it to be the best it could be.
But it's that they care about it because they live there.
Right. No, yeah, for sure.
It's how do we make it best for the people that matter? Like, The top residents that are all on the HOA. So yeah, she has a lot of people on her in her comment section like thanking her and being like, that's amazing. Thank you for standing up for people that are disabled when you're not disabled. That's like such a rare thing to see.
Absolutely.
There's more about this, but we need to get into what brought us here to cover this today, which is her more recent squabble with the HOA. And that is, she's reviewed these invoices that they have received for cleaning services for the condominium. So like an apartment building, basically. She starts looking at these invoices and notices that there's a lot of money going into the cleaning services here and into the cleaning supplies specifically. And she has a lot of questions.
Get ready with me to go accuse my HOA board or management company of embezzlement.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
My name is Ashley, things have escalated. And I am on my HOA board. You can look at my page and figure out why it was all supposed to be a joke. I asked my building manager to send me all of the cleaning receipts because it was showing that we were spending like $18,000 in cleaning supplies. And I was like, that's just not adding up. So she sends me the cleaning receipts and I see that we spend $6,200 on cleaning supplies in a month. This is just for like the lobby, not for like the whole building or anything. Why did we order 18,000 paper towels in the last month? I mean, the last 3 months, I couldn't tell you, but that's why I asked my manager. So the manager tells me that she's gonna like ask the vendor to like, you know, explain the receipts and everything. Cause I was like, there's no quantity on these receipts. They also looked really edited. The not receipts, invoices, they looked really edited.
What?
It's the management crazy. Company, and I think my HOA board has something to do with it too, and they're in on it together. I mean, I'm on the HOA board, but they're like, you know, not letting me in on this embezzlement. Not that I want to be in on a crime, but anyway.
Oh, so I guess technically it's not the HOA board money that is being spent on it. It would be like the apartment building specifically, the management company.
The management company along with HOA?
No. But she thinks that the HOA is in on it. So I guess that's why she's like escalated it to them. But the concern comes from the invoices that were from the management specifically.
Okay.
What like rubbed me the wrong way was that she took a week. Like I was asking her daily, I was like, any updates on getting those receipts to me? Like, I mean, invoices to me. She's like, yeah. Like I'll send them tomorrow. I'm like, okay. Any update on getting like the actual original invoices that aren't missing the quantity numbers and the price per unit. And she's like, yeah. And it's always a new excuse. Like the 2 days ago, my friend, her mom is like, actually happens to be a sales rep manager for a company that supply, like a vendor cleaning company that supplies cleaning supplies to like hospitals and schools and condos and stuff. And so I asked her, I was like, okay, I'm gonna send you my invoice that I have that costs $6,200. Will you just like get me a quote on what all this stuff would cost? She sent me a bill for less than $500. So why did we spend $6,200 for cleaning supplies worth less than $500? Anyway, so I sent that to the HOA board in a group chat text yesterday. And I said, by the way, this is what a cleaning receipt bill invoice thing is supposed to look like. No response. No response. Like, why didn't you respond? You are responding to other things. They sent other things in that group chat, but just silence on the invoices. So yeah, I was a little confused about that one. Since I got no response, my plan is to just like call them out in person and I'm gonna record it and I'm gonna get the reactions.
I'm so not sure
exactly what I'm gonna say. I just wanna be like, so does anyone find it a little strange that the cleaning supplies are so marked up and another professional vendor provided a price that was significantly lower, like almost $6,000 or like 55. I can't do the math, but more than $5,000 lower. And I'm just gonna see what they say. And if they again are silent, I think I'm gonna call like the police.
Oh my God.
I think
you
have to call like a special unit. I don't know. Not I think you have to call the FBI. So let me know and I will let you know what happens today. The best part is I'm like, oh, what is their reaction gonna be? Like, are they going to be silent? Are they gonna deny?
What I love about her is that she gives off the vibe of like a sassy mom that would like go into a PTA meeting and like call
fuck
everyone out.
Up.
But
yeah.
She just is also 25. So it's, I mean, I don't know. We guessed her age around there, I'm assuming. But like, you don't usually see that in someone that is that age. And it just makes it 10 times funnier.
She also has like a large amount of balls for someone who's like not
yeah.
a
no,
fan of confrontation.
That's what I'm saying. Usually it would be someone that's like been around the block for a while, doesn't really have anything to yeah. lose, that like don't care. A 25-year-old that's just going in and like literally running circles around all of these old people is hilarious.
She does show us the invoices.
She does. And
so
I've seen them.
So excited
They're
about this.
Wild.
I think my HOA board is doing something funny with the invoices, so I'm going to show you. This is an invoice for cleaning supplies.
Like she said earlier, there's no quantity listed. So it's like wipe away facility wipes, Angel Soft toilet paper, but it doesn't say how many.
Oh my God, this is so marked up. Yeah, it doesn't say the quantity of each. It says what the size is. So it'll be like the Antibac soap is 128 ounces or something. So it's like a big one. What, did you get 1,000 of each for it to equal?
Well, and even like the Angel Soft toilet paper, it says that's a 200 pack. But like then the amount for that and like several other things is $3,800? Like,
yeah, no.
What?
Like, how much do people be shitting in that one toilet in the lobby? Like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and again, this is just for a lobby of an apartment building. Like, how big could the lobby be?
So I see this here, and I'm like, this is a little weird, right? Just, like, screenshot, pause to read. So this is a full thread where I texted my building manager, and I was like, can you send the invoices? And then she sent the one I just now showed you. You can just.
So it says, I meant to ask you after the HOA meeting last week, can you send me the last cleaning supply receipt? I want to see if there is a more affordable vendor. So she's smart, not accusing anybody of anything. Just, you know, we can maybe make a better choice.
She's very efficient in her how she's
yeah, no,
going
super.
About things.
Makes
yeah.
sense that she wants to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And then the manager says, I'll send it. The cleaning company orders all the supplies and I told them to find a cheaper vendor. Now, is the cleaning company the yeah. embezzlers?
We'll see.
And then she responds, do you know if the cleaning company marks up the supplies. I want to compare costs, but I'm thinking about if it could save costs to just order directly from a wholesale vendor ourselves, if that's something we're even allowed to do with our contract. And she responds, they do have a small markup. I honestly prefer for them to order everything. I just send the invoice. And then she says, do you know why they didn't include the quantity in the invoice? And she says, no. I can ask. Yeah, you do that.
Right? Like, it's kind of an important number, but okay.
But I want to show you this text particularly. I was like, do you know why they didn't include the quantity in the invoice? Wait to see what she showed me. Oh, she sent me the quantities, and this is what she sent me.
No, stop. Stop.
Someone went through and hand wrote each of the quantities next to it. So
this
apparently
doesn't help at all.
They also have the photographic memory and just like know off the top of their head how many of all the things there were. But also, it still doesn't
yeah,
make sense.
Yeah, she's going back. and doing this, this is a guess. Like, you're just guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, kudos to her for not going crazy and putting like 12 of each thing. You know what I mean? Because like, I still don't think this would even equal.
No,
that.
But that's the thing. I'm like, but also they're dumb because I don't like, I think she calculates it and like this math still isn't mathing.
Right.
Some marks, you know, with thin marks. And I'm like, great. Finally, I get some quantities. But she told me that the vendor uses Staples, like Staples Business. So I put these quantities into
Staples
Business to get the vendor rate that's discounted. Just go ahead and look at all these numbers, right? Here's the rest right here.
$6,200.
So I put that all into Staples Business. It's an absolutely insane amount of supplies that we were ordering, again, to supply an NFL stadium. And this is just one invoice. Like, we have three cleaning invoices this month. This is for May. So what should I point you to first? Okay. Yeah. So we have the little tampon bags, the feminine hygiene bags. Yeah. So we were ordering 7 packages that had 500 each. That's 3,500 bags.
That reminds me of what's that famous TikTok song that says that they sent a woman to space for a day or something with like 500 tampons? And it's just like, you don't need
that. That's like, in general, that's a lot, because it's not like that's like a one-use thing. That's like they put them in the bathroom, so like there are those little things that you fill it up.
And what are the chances everybody's disposing of their, like, you would need one of those every 3 months if
I was gonna say, so already you don't need that many, but then also it's in the lobby bathrooms. How many people are changing their tampons in the lobby bathrooms that they need that? That's absurd.
I mean, just take a wild guess, but that's enough to supply an NFL stadium for the season. And then what else do we have? We have, toilet paper. We have down here, hold on, right here. Over here, we ordered 8 packages of toilet paper. They have 80 rolls per case. We have 2 gem bathrooms in this building. Nobody uses them because they live in a building and just use their own bathroom, right? Again, I think that's enough toilet paper to supply an NFL stadium for at least one game. We're talking 1,600 rolls of toilet paper.
That's insane.
But don't worry, we had ordered toilet paper the month previously as well.
Like,
so,
what?
I mean, we're stocked up. I don't even know where they store this stuff, honestly.
They don't, because they don't buy
it.
Each
case has 2,000 paper towels times 18. That's 36,000 paper towels.
Jesus Christ.
And we ordered cases in the previous months also. I don't think we'd use 36,000 paper towels in, like, 1 year, let alone 1 month.
That's insane.
Again, this is everything from the same vendor, Staples Business, where the vendor, the cleaning company, is supposedly ordering stuff from. I mean, just look at this, okay? Tell me this is weird. We went from this invoice 100%. Right here.
The fact that she even has arrived at this to like figure out that it's weird is crazy to me.
I agree. She's so attentive. You're going to be a great lawyer.
Queen. Yeah, I'm like, wow, like, she could solve so many problems. Like, you should run for public office.
Everything, please. We beg.
To me, asking for quantities and you just filled it in with a pen.
I love that.
And like, yeah, I asked for quantities, but me asking for the quantities just made it so much worse. And even if these were the correct quantities, we're not being marked up 25%. Even if we were supplying an NFL stadium in this building. Because for all of these cleaning supplies, it's $3,716.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's insane.
They billed us $6,200. That's not a 25% markup. It's basically like 50%, but I'm not going to do the math.
So it's already almost a 50% markup, but then it's a markup of things that they don't need.
Yeah, the comments are all saying, as an attorney, this is embezzlement, poorly done. As an accountant, this is not a proper invoice and would never pass a financial audit. No, I mean, literally.
The handwritten quantities.
After the fact, when like the original one didn't have that, it's like, oh yeah, yeah, I could get you one with quantities. Takes like 10 minutes and sends it back. Like,
that's
what?
The other thing is that I guess they returned it like almost instantly. And it's like, oh, so she just had a mental note of all the quantities of cleaning supplies that she didn't even order? What do you mean?
Oh my God, someone commented, my entire office building with 500 employees spends about $4,000 on supplies. And then you have to think that those people are there for like 8 hours. You know what I mean? It's not the same as a residential where they're going to their house. Your condo shouldn't be more than $2,000. Our labor is $18,000 a month to clean 4 buildings. And she responds, our labor contract is $175,000 per year for 2 cleaners who do not get paid that much. It's not adding up. I would say it's more than not adding up.
$75,000.
Two cleaners, Lily, two.
And not to clean the apartments. It's to clean the lobby and the gym and the pool area.
On every door like a hotel. Right. And like, you know what I mean? Like, what is happening? So it says here, when confronted with signs of embezzlement, the board wants to brush past it.
And didn't want anything to do with it.
I ran for my HOA board as a joke, and I'm pretty sure I'm about to get kicked off because I just caught them embezzling money. And now I'm going to tell you about it. So the other day I was looking for some cleaning receipts, and I was like, this is not adding up. Like, we're ordering enough cleaning supplies to supply an NFL stadium for an entire season. This is weird. Why are we spending like $18,000 a month on cleaning supplies? It's a condo. When I called them out, they were totally like dismissing it. They're like, yeah, so things are weird, but let's just move forward. But anyway, I did record the conversation, and I live in a one party consent state, so I can record things so like this. It's lovely, wonderful. Can't imagine not living in one party consent state. So now I'm going to play you the recording and let me know what you think, because I can't accuse them of embezzlement on TikTok. I can't. But like, just make your
own mind. Can't. Alleged.
No, I can't. I can't. You're right.
Embezzlement. Here's the stuff. It's not, you don't know? The cleaning people don't know?
Before we leave, I
want to
fucking get an update on, I'm not
meaning to stop there. Oh, that's Ann talking, by the way. She cut me off. I accused them of embezzlement, and suddenly Ann's like, wait, let's talk about something else.
But, I don't, before we leave, what's going on mold?
I'm not going to play that part, but fast forward after Ann went on and on and on about, like, this unit with mold, I call Scott out.
The thing is, at this point, we need to just go forward with it.
Scott, if I were to...
He wants to go forward. I accuse you of embezzlement, and you're like, let's move forward.
To call an investigator about this. I'm not saying I'm going to. I'm not going to, because I don't want to. Do you know anybody who's going to end up going to prison over this?
No, not at all.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
And so I ask him, like, I'm like, do you know anyone who's going to go to prison over this embezzlement? If you were in the room, I'm like showing him his body language. He's like all tense, and I'm mimicking what he's doing. And so I said that, all of a sudden going forward for the rest of the conversation, he's like all relaxed and everything, like overly relaxed, because I called him out for being uptight and like tense and nervous as I'm calling him out for embezzlement.
No, absolutely not.
So no one.
I don't know anything. This is the first time I've heard of this, is when you started looking at invoices. We don't really, you kind of trust your business.
Yeah, but it's like, why wouldn't we?
Anyway, let me know if you want a part two, because it goes on and on and on. Like, we could make this 20 minutes long.
So now she has an email that she received from another board member, because they all apparently are not interested in pursuing any kind of,
of
investigation into this. Okay.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast Baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
So there's a few emails in this one, and they're so funny because it shows some of her responses too.
This one's from Melissa, who's also on the board.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Ashley, what is the end result you're looking for? We already had a gotcha moment and a plan to move forward that will save us money. The things you are asking for are very time consuming for me, and I have a ton on my plate right now. I'm also operating under the presumption that we would like to maintain a relationship with this vendor, and I would like to have a healthy relationship with them going forward. They absolutely know that there is accountability going forward, and we are not operating as we had before. Can we please move on from this?
So I don't know what they agreed on, but maybe it was like a different supplier or something for the supplies, or like more clear invoices.
First of all, I don't know, if you want to blame it on the vendor, why the fuck would you keep going with someone that for years now was charging you double?
I agree. It was like, why would you want to maintain a healthy relationship if they were scamming you?
Yeah. Oh, this is a chain.
Yeah. Scott chimed. I think it's probably all of them on here.
Yeah. Look at the subject. Janitorial supplies.
Scott chimes in and goes, I agree. There are hundreds of thousands of dollars of repair projects that need a lot of focus. And then someone else, Ken, says, Melissa.
Good old Ken.
I agree with Scott. Please keep managing the maintenance supply situation and let's move on. Thank you for all that you do. How about we thank Ashley here? Because I think she's gotten more done in a week than all of you have ever gotten
literally
done. This kills me. This is from Ashley.
Oh, I love her. She says, why would we maintain a relationship with a vendor who has ripped us off by thousands and thousands of dollars? That was literally my first thought.
Agreed. Because she has common sense.
And the fact that everyone's not like, okay, let's end that relationship. Thanks for catching that. Now we could move forward. Yep. That makes sense if she's still on it then. But it's like, this is weird. She goes, Melissa, Melissa is the building manager.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she was the one that gave her the invoices. So I think who that is.
Yeah.
She says, Melissa, all I asked you to do was send me some PDF invoices that are in the possession of blank. Are these items particularly hard to retrieve? I can work with Kevin C on obtaining these, given that he was the person that these invoices were addressed to. I can also communicate directly with the vendor if it saves you time. I mentioned my concerns before, and moving forward only prevents those responsible for this from being held accountable. The reluctance to provide the PDFs is concerning, especially after reviewing PDFs that you sent previously. Scott and Ken, she's being kind, honestly.
I'm dying, though, because this is such like a boss being kind of passive aggressive and calling you out, but not like trying to be too overt about it. But
right.
Instead, it's like, this is a 25-year-old that just like jokingly got on the HOA board and is now like trying to hold all of these adults accountable that are like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. She keeps going and says, Scott and Ken, your lack of concern when it comes to these invoices and desire to move forward is a bit odd, but understandable. Regardless, I believe that we have spent more time talking about quote unquote moving forward than it would have taken to just simply send the PDFs. And you know what? You might be onto something, Queen, as you are. You have been this whole time.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have Ken responding and goes, Ashley, what concerns me is your apparent inability to understand that we are not looking to blame anyone. Why?
She says that this is one invoice of at least three that month.
Yeah.
You're talking about $9,000 potentially that month that somebody that wiped month. Their ass with.
Yeah, no. And just that month. Like, how long has this been going on? This is absurd.
And if this is the residence money or wherever they get this money from, it has to come from the residence one way or another.
So it's like
either you don't give a fuck about the residence or like, I can't think of another excuse why you wouldn't care.
Because they're embezzling it, right. Allegedly.
Yeah, well, that is the other one. Yeah, that's a good one.
And then he says, we have discovered a building challenge and are moving to address it. Undoubtedly, we will discover other building challenges that will also need to be addressed.
Like handicap parking? You seem very eager to address that.
Ashley's like, yeah, add them to the list. Like, we're getting through this shit. Like, why are you guys doing anything? The board has an obligation to focus on the present and the future for the association, while at the same time learning from the past. Not digging up the past and then blaming someone for it, then burying it again.
What?
Finally, it is not a lack of concern. I'm more concerned about the 6 imminent property projects that we face, as should we all. Normally, it would be considered rude for a fellow board member to make such a callous accusation. But for you, Ashley, it seems par for the course.
Oh, Ken? She's really ruffling these boomer feathers.
Ken, I think you're fucking with the wrong Gen Z person. This is what makes me think they couldn't possibly know that all this is on TikTok.
No, there's no way. There's no way. People kept telling her to report it to the police, and then she called the non-emergency line. They weren't helpful.
The police
don't
care.
She felt like pretty hopeless, which I could see totally how the police would not give a shit about
that. I think
that.
It's more of even like, I think you report it to literally like the FBI or something.
You know who I would report it to and plaster it to? The residents of that place. I would be like, does everyone know what's happening in our building?
Yeah,
like literally. This is ridiculous.
Then we have Ashley got her hands on the financial reports dating back to the beginning of the year. At the end, she shows an invoice that she questions if it's been doctored, and our researcher thinks that it has.
Oh.
I wanted to give an update on my HOA cleaning supply embezzlement story. I looked at the financial reports going back to January of 2025, and things look a little bit weird, but I don't know anything about financial reports. So you can tell me what this stuff means if you know, or maybe just guess. I don't know. Okay, so it's for the janitorial supplies. I'm hiding the name. And then here are the debits, credits, and then that's the remaining balance in the account. You can see like in balance. So I'm just gonna scroll through and show you some of the cleaning invoices. This is the next page. Okay, and then this is for February. So these
$14,000.
This is an example of what the invoices look like. Here's another invoice, and like, tell me how weird that number looks.
Oh my God. What in the fuck is that? Could it have
been? That looks like a scanning. issue.
I was about to say, maybe it got scanned and then it looks like it got folded.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's not even like a, oh, they like Photoshopped it. Like, yeah. That'd be a hard mistake to make.
Anyway, so if you know how to read financial reports, let me know what this stuff means.
Well, someone says, as a forensic accountant, I love how all these comments always start like as a, and then you just can never really verify if they are or not. And it's just like, I believe you, queen. I don't know.
Well, sometimes I'll start reading them and then I find out that it's a joke.
Oh. Well, it says, as a forensic accountant, this is my kind of tea.
She does say, though, to that person, my building needs your services. The HOA just paid an audit firm $25,000 to prove they were not embezzling. The firm wasn't even a forensic firm. It's so bad.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh, my God. Like, they were giving her shit for wanting to pursue saving money for the cleaning supplies and stuff. But then they're willing to spend another $25,000. Like, why are they just throwing everyone's money away?
Oh, my God. This is so bad. Now she contacts the vendor.
I finally have an update on the embezzlement that's happening. All your comments, you guys were like, reach out to the vendor. And that's exactly what I did. I sent him the Staples receipt that I created that I posted in the other video. It turned out I had some of the item numbers wrong and the actual total. If we actually ordered all of those items to supply an NFL stadium, it would have been about $4,005. Now, we do have a 25% markup. So if that 25% markup was included, we should have paid about $5,000, if you see right down there. You know what? I'm just going to...
Wasn't it 69? Oh, 6,200.
Yeah, so it was about a $1,200 difference, which is still a lot.
But also, it's a $1,200 difference on what already seems like an excessive amount of supplies to be buying.
Right, exactly.
So then he comes in with some excuse. All right, y'all can just pause to read here.
Wait, what does he say? So she confronts him with all this information. So he responds, I was informed by my Staples representative that there is different pricing for different companies. She also mentioned the potential of tariffs could have played a part in higher pricing 2 months ago compared to today. Let me say, I had a lot of eye rolling going on. And then he says, so you receive discounts on certain things that we don't and vice versa. Everything on our end is automatically calculated to add 25% and any taxes. I've requested and awaiting approval to proceed with our returns process as much as possible. I think it'll be best if I utilize at this moment other sources for supplies to drive down costs moving forward. The furniture polish was a mistaken charge on the pricing and shouldn't have been $51. That is crazy. So far, I've got a request to return the following items and requesting more due to time limit on returns. So wait a second. Why did you order shower caps? Over the gym, I guess.
Yeah, 16 things of paper towels.
You know what's so crazy is that the thing that makes the most sense here is like the pet waste bags, like the poop bags.
And they're
bags,
returning
and
just
only
one.
Ordered one. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think they only ordered one. No, this is insane. I think she is mentioning that the tariff stuff is like probably not true, which I don't know if it is or it isn't, but he seems to be on her side. So I don't think, you know, she seems like not pleased with his response, but like he seems
fine. It seems like this person is trying to remedy the situation a little more than the fucking HOA. That's just like,
no, for sure.
Just forget about it.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell me that it's because of tariffs. That he spoke to the Staples representative, and I guess my prices aren't right because there were tariffs that were making the price higher. I'm pretty sure those tariffs are still in effect, so yeah. Explain to me why the prices just magically went down. Don't worry, he knew he made a mistake because he said that the furniture polish that was $51 and should have been like, hold on. Yeah, down here, the lemon furniture polish, it says that the Staples price is $16.99. So anyway, cleaning company is just explaining away. And I realized, oh my gosh, he's in on it. So then I started doing some digging on some other financial statements that had the cleaning supplies. And I saw that we were paying a different company. It wasn't the company that I thought that we were currently paying this whole time. We paid a different cleaning company under a different name, a bunch of money for cleaning supplies. But just look at these prices here. And then here's the next page of the invoice. Let me go back.
$14,000.
May. All these May invoices, right? Why are we getting so many supplies in May? We have September, more May. So then I looked up the business on the Secretary of State website. Thank you for everybody who commented.
This is wild.
And it says their business was terminated.
Shut up.
Terminated. Mm-hmm. I didn't think this was that big of a deal at first, but an attorney at the millennial attorney, she DM'd me and like she started helping me with some stuff. And she told me a bunch of stuff. She found that
you
a bunch
can't
of our
operate
vendors
if your
are
business
actually
has been terminated.
Terminated and not licensed to do
that's
business
fucking
in
crazy.
The state of Georgia. But for this one particularly, she explained that it's illegal to do business in a state that you are not registered to do business
yep.
in. So then I already knew the answer to the question, but I asked the vendor, I was like, did you used to be called
the name of the company. I'm trying not to name it. And he says, yeah. Yeah, and it was terminated in 2022, so. So then I just decided to text the vendor last night just to see what his response would be. And I was like, was the cleaning company registered with the Georgia Secretary of State in 2024? I can't find anything on the Georgia SOS website. And I just wanted to double check with you. He said that is above his pay grade, but everything should have all proper paperwork.
Oh,
it doesn't, Mr. Cleaning Man vendor. So that's where we're at with the cleaning company. I'll have more soon.
Oh my God, what the fuck is happening?
And then this last thing, I think that's all we've made it up to, is that she looks up the cleaning company again and realizes that the address they use is Staples.
Shut up. Staples business?
Yeah. She's like, what the fuck? But if you look, Staples does offer virtual mailboxes. It's this whole service they have.
Like a P.O. box type thing. Yeah.
It's called like iPostal One. And similar to, like, if you are familiar, that Janet, her law office
uses UPS.
Is a UPS store. This is similar to that. Like, anyone can have their mail go there and it's a virtual mailbox and then they sort it and organize it, but it all comes up at the same address. But this person does also say in the comments that Staples has a service where they'll let you use their address for your small business and accept your mail, sort of like a P.O. box. In my opinion, it draws in a lot of shady people that want to sound like they're operating in a real commercial business park.
Yeah, or, that makes sense.
For example, in a real law office.
Yeah. Listen, I think it's weird. I don't know that it's necessarily the building embezzling money. I do think, though, that they say they're ordering and then they're not telling her where they store it.
Because they don't have it.
Yeah, they don't have it, probably. That is weird. And I think that if you're presented with losing this amount of money, it should concern you. I don't know that HOA would be the people concerned. I think it would be the management company.
Yeah, that's why I think I'm a little confused on the connection with the HOA and with the management HOA. And like how it all ties together. Sure. But I do think it is wild how dismissive they are and why no one's concerned. And they're like, let's keep a healthy relationship with this company that has been clearly paper scamming
let's
us.
Not.
Like, why would you? There's plenty of cleaning services you could use, I'm sure.
That's fucking crazy. All in all, though, I really like her. I think she's so smart. I think that she's going to be a great lawyer, like I said, because like just the fact that she caught on to this when so many people would not have, I probably would not have.
She strikes me as someone that like could be super busy doing a million things. And then she like gets an email that's like, the invoice finally comes through and she's like, oh yeah, hold on one sec. And then she like looks through really fast and then like sends a scathing email back and then like continues on like at the bar.
Yeah, no, she definitely slays hard in life. That's for sure. Let us know when you're a lawyer, queen. We may need you.
Right? Yeah, so that's where the lore ends for now. That was like as of a day ago though. So I'm sure it will continue to unfold. And if there's any big developments, I would love to revisit.
Oh, absolutely.
But overall, I thought this was just a fun ride to go
on. That was great. Mm-hmm. And a girl boss. Exactly. Girl bossing.
Rarely do we cover people that we're like actually rooting for.
Never. Well, speaking of people we're not rooting for, Ash Trevino got punched in the fucking face. Completely decked.
I'm honestly just kind of surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
No, okay. So Ash Trevino, very popular character for a brief moment on our show. You know, like we covered her like four times or something until people begged us to stop covering her. It was a big thing because some people wanted us to keep covering her, but then a lot of people didn't. Anyway, we covered a lot.
Holly Madison watched us. I don't know if she watches, but she watched the Ash Trevino episode.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she used the Ash Trevino filter and
was like, I only know about this because of Do We Know Them. We're like, yeah, you know them?
Literally.
You know us?
How do you know that we exist? Yeah. But Ash Trevino was somebody that I came across on my For You page. And I will say that after we covered her and her live with Santos and all of that crazy shit, she definitely died out. But so recently, I still know the lore. She started dating this guy. His name is Uncle Fester on TikTok.
Of course it is. Is he in jail? Yeah.
No, actually. So she stopped talking to inmates altogether. Okay. She briefly started trying to be a mukbanger. That didn't work out. Nobody gave a shit. She was living at her mom's house and then she would like have the green screen where it's like palm trees in the background, you know, so nobody could see where she was because literally everyone hated her so much. If you've seen our episodes on her, you know why. But literally everyone would hate her so much that they would dox her. So she would do the green screen thing. But everyone knew she was at her mom's house and her mom would literally like come to the room and tell her like, turn the music down. Like, it was a whole thing.
I mean, that's where her kids live, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. She has kids, kind of. She's not really a mom. But then she started dating Uncle Fester. She was so proud of it. Like, she literally was like, he has a 2-car garage and, like, literally naming, like, basic home things.
Yeah, I was like,
and
I was like, girl, this is that's pretty standard. I mean, occasionally yeah, they have car a one, garage, like, a 1-car garage, I guess, exists, but it's not the standard, really.
But then that ended in drama because they broke up and he went straight to live. And then I want to say him and Santos got together, like, and did some TikToks.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, also, is Santo still with, what's her name?
Brie Olsen.
Yeah.
That actually got really messy. So he got arrested.
Oh my God, I've missed so much.
Yeah, they went on vacation to some Caribbean island. I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong. And he got arrested for like DV.
What?
And not only did he allegedly hit Brie, which he denies, he says he never hit her and that it was this whole thing, whatever. But like, there is literally a clip because after all that, Ash hung out with Brie and Santos. And there is a clip of him like grabbing Ash by the hair because she was about to fight Brianna. And like, he grabs her by the hair and like pulls her off the bed.
I'm not saying that I obviously do not condone violence or anything, but
I know it's so hard to feel sorry for her. I get
no, it. But I can't help but be brought back to when she was talking about she used to drag her daughter by her hair.
Oh yeah, no, she's an awful human being, and like, karma, you know, looks crazy. But like, I you know, he's a fucking
wait,
man.
But keep yeah, so that's you know crazy because I mean? I thought like the last I had seen was Brie seemed sober for once and like actually seemed like a functioning human being. And the two of them were doing good together, but that didn't last.
Whatever good together means with two people who are incredibly toxic and not great parents.
I think it was also more probably that they were really bad right before.
Yeah, so, like, so in contrast,
any improvement was good. Yeah.
Yeah. But then we have Ash, who has had this whole, I mean, she's just had every story arc that you could possibly think of. And during a night out in Dallas, because she lives in Texas, so she was just going out. She was at a bar. She was taking a picture with a fan. And then this happened. Can you imagine decking Ash Trevino in the face, and when the camera turns to you, you're just like, like, that's fucking crazy. And I've seen the sentiment of people being like, listen, violence is never okay. Okay. And although I agree with you, this woman has on, I can't even count how many occasions, mm-hmm. she has begged people to pull up on her, beat her up. She dares them, basically.
Didn't we watch one clip where someone Mariposa. Showed up?
Yeah, I remember her name, Mariposa. Yeah. She did it. She went and she pulled the hair, and then she literally pulled, because Ash Trevino's hair is really brittle. We don't know why, but literally she just like pulled
all she
her
eats
hair.
Is Taco Bell.
And what is it? And Flamin' Hot
like
Cheetos.
Bean dip.
Oh God, yeah. So I don't know if it's the nutrition or what, but literally they just grabbed her fucking hair and said it just came right out. They called it like grass.
Yeah, yeah, kinda that crazy. Was it. Mm-hmm.
You told me a pull up, huh? Right here, girl. What's up? Hey, don't be touching me, bro. Don't be touching me.
Anyway, unfortunately, she didn't like beat Ash up, but she did pull her hair. Ooh, that was a Freudian slip or whatever they call it. No, but like, she did pull her hair, and her description of it is funny as fuck. She was like, bro, I pulled that shit, and it was like straight grass. She said it just came off, like, basically in her hands.
Bro, I fucking grab her hair, boom, snatch that bitch. Bro, tell me why her fucking hair feels like fucking grass, bro. I literally fucking grabbed it and it ripped off. Like, there was no getting this girl.
So I don't know what happened when Santos did it, but literally this in particular, this moment, the vibe makes sense because it's like, this is what you wanted, queen. Okay, then you got it. And also then you couple in all of the horrendous, offensive, horrible shit she has said and done. People have like a lot of hatred for this woman. I would never put my hands on anyone for something that I see on the internet. I just have to be honest, like, I don't really think that that's ever the avenue we should go. But do I know why we're here?
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, in general, even for stuff I not on the internet, I feel like my hands would
I don't
hurt.
Think you're a fighter, queen. Yeah, I never fought, but I just feel like maybe I would take that. Like, if
yeah,
it's
you
just
could be a little scrappier.
I would be the one. I could use my legs or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm very dainty. hands and wrists, they wouldn't go so well. They'd like snap in half.
Oh my God. Wait, let me see what happened after though, because I haven't seen. I don't know if they show her reaction.
No, I don't think so.
Oh no. Oh, it's just the girl being escorted by security.
Yeah.
And doesn't Ash always make it a point to have security? Like, that's like her big
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, how it's like the best security in the world or whatever.
Well, no, like, and even there was this one clip of her. It was very funny. She was going, I think, to Miami and she was planning it with some random dude. And she's like, okay, we're going to go to Miami and I'm going to bring 5 people and I'm going to pay for everyone's flights. And I need security for everyone, okay?
Hey, let's go to Miami next week. Thursday. No, I swear, I'm buying everybody's tickets and we can go to Miami, get a yacht with Jack Doherty. With Jack Doherty. I'm friends with him.
Yeah. I'll provide my stuff too. You don't got to worry about it.
But I need security.
I got you. I can bring them. I have all the guys.
But we're leaving next Thursday and Jack Doherty's going to be there on the yacht with us.
Okay. So the 17th and the 23rd. Yeah. That works.
And then we can go to Miami because that's when we're leaving to Miami, my people.
Yeah, 17, 23.
You
yeah.
got security or what?
Yeah, I have them.
She does this on live too, so everyone can hear about it, which is like, yeah, security is very important to you.
Everything she does is so everyone else can hear about it.
And the girl who punched her, by the way, her name is Bianca. And in every clip that I was tagged in on TikTok, she was in the comments saying, that's me. And then she made a TikTok like just to like come forward. I'm like, okay, well, that's something.
Kind of an interesting choice.
Yeah. Yeah. And
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And then apparently right after she got punched, Ash went on Snapchat and
this I've seen.
Slapped a filter on.
Yeah, her skin looks great.
I don't know where y'all think I fell back. I didn't fall to the ground. Legit, I stepped on somebody's foot.
Can we talk about how her voice, like, this sounds like a different person than normal?
No, I feel like this is a voice she does when she's trying to be like cute, and it bothers me.
She does change her voice a lot, but I feel like this, I'm just like, she sounds very different than normal.
Also, in that clip of the falling back, it doesn't look like she fell.
I think it was more that she stumbled jumped back. Down, or I think she was like sitting. I mean, she was like taller than that guy, so she was like sitting.
To be fair, the footage is fucking awful. Like, if you're gonna punch Astrovino, can you have like a plan in place for the camera to like keep rolling?
Even like the angle, like, I doubt it was the best punch because I don't think you would have even been able to get like the momentum there.
Yeah, it didn't seem too. Yeah.
If anything, I think she was sitting on like a planter or something, maybe some kind of platform, and then she jumped down because she's like 3 feet tall.
And
then ran to the bathroom or whatever. But you can't see it that much in this Snapchat because of the filter. But I've seen some people post afterwards. Her lips are 10 times bigger than they ever were when she got injections.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Legit. But I didn't fall back.
Oh, yeah. That's actually such a good point because it looked like she got a busted lip. Like, she's never had her lips that big. She wishes.
Yeah, I was going to say, remember, that was the problem. It's that it just, like, doesn't work. Or they, like, pop and start bleeding.
Yeah, I don't know if they're injecting air in there or what. But, yeah, they always go down super quick.
She's probably thrilled, actually.
Yeah, I think she likes it low-key. She's like, actually, period. I look great. Allegedly, the girl, Bianca, who punched Ash, is the ex of the guy that she's with. What guy that she's with?
Fester? Let's see. Uncle Fester? Or the guy that is in the picture. I don't think she's with Fester anymore.
God, I can't keep up.
Guys, it was his ex.
We're gonna press charges on him. Oh, that's the guy she was planning Miami with. That's the security. He's from The Lies, where she was like, yeah, I need to book 5 tickets. Yeah, that's him.
You know, I don't recognize him, but I feel like all the guys she hangs out with have the same just fucking embarrassing hair.
I know. Yeah, no, that's a popular thing now. It's like the llama look or like some sort of bushel up here. Very strange.
Any of it, I don't understand.
Like Nick from Love Island has it. It's just, I'm not sure what it is. But also, Queen, I don't think that she punched you because she's his ex. I think she punched you because you're Astrovino, but that's just me.
Yeah, she's gonna be on ass picture. Don't even worry. Crazy.
She was jealous.
Look at her lip.
She was jealous.
Guys, I don't know.
Looks like she's gonna cry.
I fell back. And then to like guard, you're whack ass.
So this is her the next morning.
Guys, and I'm still waking up like the bad bitch I am.
Ew. Put that tongue away. Filter on. No, this filter is ridiculous. Oh, yeah.
But I feel like I saw other people like post. I don't know if I just clicked the like search in the TikTok and it showed other angles of her from, I don't know if it was different.
Where days. Her lip looked really busted.
Huge.
Well, no, to me that looked huge. I mean, you have to compare it. Like she's gotten injections a million times and that first clip, the fresh one looked pretty bad. But then here you can see the literal, the little, the bust on the bottom me, where she would like probably bit down on it or some shit.
It's already back to normal.
No, it's it not. Like...
Try harder next time, baby girl.
See?
Make sure you actually mark me.
Clearly people want to punch you, Astrovina. Are you dumb or are you
dumb?
Yeah,
I don't know why you would welcome the... She's just not... I maintain she's not a real person. Like, I don't understand no, how not. She and unfortunately, has gotten she it is to this point in her life because I don't know how she's able to function on a daily basis.
So then our long-lost friend, Pancho, who, if you don't remember, he interviewed Ash's bed bug. What else did he do? He's kind of a comedic interviewer.
Yeah.
And he interviewed Bianca.
So are you from that area, the Oak Cliff area that people are claiming? No?
I'm from Pleasant Grove.
Oh, what were your whereabouts that day? You were just kind of like out clubbing or just having a good time?
It was Sunday fun day. I went out with my friend. We were bar hopping. And one of my friends was at Sunset.
Uh-huh.
So we met her there. And I took a phone call outside. She happened to be there. I took pictures. I mean,
did you take pictures with her?
No, I took pictures of her because I'm invested in her lore, you know?
Oh, okay. So a lot of people were kind of asking, like, the why. Like, how come, why'd you do it? You see what I'm saying?
Why not?
I'm so done.
Okay. Now, also, some people were saying that you set her up. Was it a setup or you just kind of just randomly just decided we're in the mood and just...
For what?
Say that again?
Like, people were saying that you had, like, set her up, like, with your friends and stuff there. Was it a setup or no?
We were bar hopping. It wasn't a setup.
This girl low-key looks like she just likes to punch people for fun.
Yeah, well, also, I don't even know what his question was. Like, the person taking a picture with her?
I think that's what he means, yeah.
Okay.
Another question people said. Oh, so Astrovino was saying that you were jealous of her. Are you jealous of her?
No.
What about the whole accusation about you being a Santi's ex?
I don't know who that is. Who was that, the big one?
No, the guy that was next to her, allegedly, he came out on Snapchat and said that you were the ex.
No. But that wasn't the thing.
Oh, the one that...
Yeah, no, the guy that was next to her, not of taking the picture.
Yeah, I was going to say in the Snapchat. Security guy. Yeah, I feel like he's not doing very good asking.
Good job asking I see what questions. You mean. Yeah. We know, but she may not. Yeah, I get it.
Who?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Yeah. Now, are you kind of scared, like, that the Ash is allegedly going to sue?
No, she's broke. She doesn't have any money, so how can she sue?
Valid. Yeah. True. You know, you're not wrong.
Okay, now, were you able to get a whiff of her? Like,
I'm so
some
dead.
People were saying, you know, she has a scent on her. Were you able to get a scent, I'm like, a smell crying. On her?
No, I don't think I got that close. It was, like, very much... The bar is like set up where there's like a ramp and then...
We don't need an explanation.
She's going to give it
though. There's a ramp going up to the restroom and there's sections on both sides.
Uh-huh.
I went to the restroom. I came back down.
That's an irrelevant
down the ramp
the
and exit because we were going to go to another bar.
Yeah.
So, and then she was off to my left. She was taking a picture. I mean, I took that moment. She was vulnerable.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Damn. And then they escorted you out right after, right? I'm assuming they.
It's like,
they
well,
took
I was
you
leaving
out.
Anyway.
I walked myself out.
How did your hand feel though? Like, was it like, did your hand hurt afterwards?
It's kind of bruised.
Oh shit! So she fucking punched her hard.
I mean, I wouldn't know, but imagine
well, you
punching
and
anything
dinky
hard.
Wrist. Like, yeah, but I imagine somebody who's like used to punching people in the face. I don't know. I feel like your knuckles don't even have a lot of sensation.
That's bone against bone.
Okay, but how did it feel on impact though when you got her lip filler?
Well, I don't know. I'm fist crying. Needed to connect to her face, and it did, and that's my job is done.
Okay. And some people were saying, or she came out and said that she fell back or something, that she tripped on somebody. Did she trip on somebody, or what was that about?
Well, I don't know. I didn't see anybody behind her. There was just that guy she was taking a picture with. And then, I don't know. I didn't. I think I walked off whenever she scooted back. So I didn't pay me.
Okay. And then how do you feel about, like, because obviously, like, you blew up, like, overnight. You see what I'm saying? So, like, how do you feel, like, all this attention kind of hit you at once?
It's new. I don't like attention.
Jesus. I love a good TikTok fucking gift where you can't hear what the fuck is going on screen. That was a really good idea, TikTok. Thank you for implementing that.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Those gifts were a little bit loud. You said you don't like the attention?
That's it. I'm not used to the attention. I'm a very private person.
Okay. But are we going to, like, is there any other influencer on your hit list, or that was just like a one-time thing?
Hit list?
No.
That was a one-time thing?
I saw the opportunity. I took it. Why not? You know?
Some people are asking if it was liquid courage or you would have done it, like, regardless.
This entire interview is giving, like, Hollywood fix.
No, you know what he does, right? He reads live comments, and that's how he comes up with questions. He'll be like, as some people are asking, it's literally like a comment. He just read
But do you know the Hollywood fix guy I'm referring to that, like, just asked stuff unfortunately that you're like, do. Shut the fuck up. What are you eating?
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them were a little bit silly. Some I was wondering, and some I'm like, what did it feel like when you made contact with her lip filler?
Yeah, like, that's a stupid
filler?
Question. What is she going to say to that? Yeah. No, like, how about, like, why'd you punch her? Otherwise, I feel like there's not a whole lot of questions that are
That is like a newer thing. I think this happened two nights ago, so I mean, I don't see her making a career off of that. Nobody cares. Like, people like to see Astrovino get punched, and honestly, is that her own fault? Sure,
quick buck on some gifts if she does lives, maybe, but she probably can't even do lives because she doesn't have enough followers.
Yeah, I don't know, this is all silly, but Astrovino, you asked for it, you got it, and now you're asking for more. Be careful. This is all I'm saying.
I just sent you a clip where it's her afterwards and they look a little bigger.
Hardcore.
No, it looks actually bigger in the first clips, I think.
But in reality, it's just a swollen.
Oh my god. I think she's honestly probably thrilled because this is the biggest thing.
No, literally, she loves this.
I like pulled my hair and then like pulled me down.
That bottom one definitely swollen.
No, yeah, and she's talking kind of like sideways a little bit. So, like, she got fucked up. She wanted it. I don't know what else to say about that. I don't condone violence. I just think that when you ask for something, you might receive it.
I think some people have punchable faces, and they
ask
for it.
Some do. That's a fact, queen. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we love the internet, although that could have been it.
Yeah, that was it. But, no, I could find another.
Okay, mine is actually going to be one that a girly tagged us in. And by the way, if you want us to see your tag on TikTok, just type like, we love the internet. Like, if you want it for we love the internet, type that in the comment, because otherwise sometimes I think it's a story or something and I might not see it.
But also, I feel like when I'm looking for stories, I click on a lot that are we love the internet.
Right.
I almost wish there was like, can you say something to be like, cover this?
Yeah. Can you guys put headers on your
just add a note? No, but literally, if you just put cover this and tagged us, I would very much appreciate it. It'd be super helpful.
For sure, for sure. Anyway, this was one of the suggested ones, and it's using, I think this is from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because I've seen this sound on TikTok a lot, but it's a two kitties.
Honestly, like, I love her, but she's kind of a problem. No, and I hope that she's okay, and I felt super bad, but I'm also like,
and I love her, but like,
I love her, but she is an attention.
Yeah.
The two little tails.
I know that's Jasmine with the neighborhood cats. I'm well aware. Oh my Those God, are the meetings funny. She has.
I'll just do a quick one. I've gotten tagged in this so many times, and it actually makes me really happy because it's like, you guys, you get me. I feel like you just did a reels to this sound, but different vibe. This is going to be me in the future.
And for the lady, perhaps a salad?
Perhaps not. I'll have.
Oh my god, I did do that with Alex, and it took us our entire dinner, and I'll never forgive him for that. It's hard to lip sync.
Then people have tagged me like sporadically. There's
the
that
Dr.
one
Pepper of, lady.
Yeah, like, I drink 5 Dr. Peppers a day, blah, blah. 3 Dr. Peppers a day, she does. Which I will say, I don't anymore, but I used to. I used to drink like 6 a day, honestly.
Jesus, that's crazy.
When I was at the office and they were all free and it was just like, I'd get up for a break and like just go chug another one.
I don't like tea or coffee, so I drink 3 Dr. Peppers a day. And the doctor said, that will cure you. But
That she, how old was she when?
Yeah,
she
I was gonna say
that.
I cut it off because I thought it was funny. But she like is like 102 or something. I mean, she's probably that was an old clip. So RIP if she's not with us anymore.
Oh
but,
my god, I'm so dead.
Like,
oh my god,
she was like over 100 and she drinks 3 Dr. Peppers a day. I'm like, maybe it's
could
secret.
Be just luck, but sure.
Well, I mean, I told you I don't drink any water, and on paper I would be dead, but
yeah,
here
you're
I am.
Still kicking.
Yep.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much, but that is all we've got for you. So we hope you have a wonderful weekend and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
My Truly's hot, but cheers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.